Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
I can't believe, you know, yesterday we found out that Melissa has a superpower. She's a mutant. Hot 96.9. We were at the Wahlburgers. Well, it was a food truck. Because they're going to open up in South Bay. They're going to open up a Wahlburgers restaurant.
Yes.
And they had a food truck there, you know, serve a bunch of people. They had this big ribbon cutting and all that stuff. It's funny, they had the ribbon cutting, but the building wasn't even being close to finished. But anyway.
Yeah, I was a little confused about that myself. I think the ribbon cutting was for the food truck. No?
I guess, yeah.
And then they'll do
it's
another
like the groundbreaking. Yeah, you know, yeah. When they do groundbreaking ceremonies. It's okay. Kind of like that.
But anyway, so we're there, and Melissa the whole time was freaking. I mean, we talked to Donnie Wahlberg on the phone this week, and she was freaking out about that. And the whole time we're there, she's like, if I see him, I'm going to pass out. Just, she couldn't handle it.
She was giggling a lot.
She was like a little, she just reverted back to 12. Her childhood, just fanatic fan. Posters all over your bedroom.
Oh my God.
All that stuff.
Went to every concert.
Yeah.
Memorized every dance move. Like, I still know all the choreography from, like, almost all their videos.
Yeah, you immediately got back into that role. So, and literally was saying, listen, when he comes over here, Ramiro, I'm not going to be able to, I'm just going to stand behind you and look at him because I can't do anything. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So, at first, they bring over, you know, Donnie's over there talking to some of the TV people and stuff. So they bring over the CEO of the company and all this stuff.
The CEO of Wahlburgers.
Yeah. And Melissa jumps in and she just starts talking to the guy and talking to the guy and asking him all these questions. And I'm like, she turns to like,
how they picked the location.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, hey, Rochester's very important to the Wahlburgers.
The menu
family.
Options. She's like, now let's move on to the drinks. These shakes. Why'd you pick these certain recipes? But, you know, I was talking to, you know, they bring over Donnie's.
Bob.
One of his brothers.
Bob Wahlburger. I'm Wahlberger. Bob Wahlberg. I said Bob Wahlberger.
Bob.
Bobby.
Who works up the street in Dorchester.
Yeah. Shout out to Bobby. Yep. He listens to us every morning.
Yeah, big shout out to Bob. Has he been on the TV show?
I believe he has. I haven't been able to watch it yet this season. I saw like the first season. I believe he's been on it, but not. Okay. He's not a main character.
But he's not not a regular.
Mm-mm.
So she's talking to him and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, cool. This is cool. I'm like, she said she was just going to freak out about Donnie. Not a big deal. Then Alma comes over, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa was getting a little. Now she was starstruck when she saw Alma the first time.
Because she's amazing. She's such an amazing woman.
So Alma's walking over, and I'm thinking, okay, this is when I'm going to take over because this is when Melissa might start freaking out a little bit. Right. Nope, jumps in front of me and starts chopping it up with Alma.
I was so in love with your son.
Yeah, asking all these stories and stuff.
I was telling her how many shows I went to, and she goes, well, you're lucky because I could never get into anything. She's like, it was always so many people. I'm like, stop it.
She got Alma to get emotional. Like, I tried to throw in a joke going, hey, Alma, have you ever seen an actual female fan of your son's faint right in front of your eyes because you're about to? But I couldn't barely get that question in because most wouldn't shut up. It got to the point where Bob, the brother, said, hey, Melissa, why don't you let Ramiro talk?
Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
So then finally, Donnie comes over, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to be able to say some words here. Nope. Melissa jumps in front of me again and starts chopping up with Donnie.
So what does it feel like?
So who knew that Melissa has this unbelievable ability to BS under pressure? A lot of people, they kind of like shrivel up and they can't talk. Now, Melissa, she gets diarrhea.
I do have to say that has been a special power of mine for a long time. I can BS with anybody. I've always been so proud of the fact that I could legit talk to, you know,
a chair.
A chair. But I can talk to a chair the same way I would talk to a CEO of a company.
You do like, it in an amazing way.
I could BS with anybody.
Even I was sucked in. I'm like, this girl's Katie Couric all of a sudden.
Shut up.
She's asking all these questions and whatnot. And tell me about this. And where are you thinking about expanding to next?
But hold on. As far as the two of you, because I know we're running late here, but still, there's got to be one person.
Oh, I froze. I did it already.
Who?
Oprah.
Okay. Perfect.
Like, I need a do-over with Oprah. Because it was like a room full of, you know, journalists. And I could not say anything. I just, like, sat there and looked at her. I felt like an idiot. And I left there and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
You're one chance.
Are you kidding me? Right.
That's hilarious.
I need a do-over.
Nah, I got nobody. Come on, man. There's nobody
what
alive.
What if Bruce Lee was alive?
Well, that's different. He's not alive. All right.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.